Growing a podcast can feel hard. You pour your heart and soul into your show. You show up every single week, and yet you look at your numbers and they just aren't budging. It can be frustrating, discouraging, and maybe sometimes you just feel like throwing in the towel, calling it a day. I've been there, you're not alone, and that's why I created this podcast episode. We're going to be diving deep into the 5 top reasons why your podcast isn't growing right now through the lens of me being both a podcast strategist, but also a podcast host. So grab your coffee, friend, and let's go. Now, before we dig into today's topic, I need to let you know that the podcast growth challenge has been pushed back to May. So in the last episode, I shared about, you know, how I used this challenge to grow my podcast listenership and how I achieved significant growth in just 29 days, increasing my listenership by 22.74%. And as part of that episode, I shared that I'll be hosting the challenge again in April. I didn't think that through, y'all. Right? I really did not think that through. Like, it's Easter, which means that the kids are off. It's a holiday, so you might be off. I'm off for a week myself to like eat lots of chocolate and watch TV and be an overall bum. And so, yeah, hands up, it can't happen in April. It's just not sensible. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that that is the case. It will be happening in May instead. If you've already signed up, I will reach out to you via email, issue a refund, or if you're happy to wait until May, then you're still good to do that. But yeah, so had a moment, you know, in 2024, I've decided to have the idea and move, take action. But yeah, that was definitely one of those situations where I should have engaged my brain a little bit more. But you know, here we are. At least I remembered in time to let you guys know. So if you still want to be a part of the challenge, the link will be in the show notes where you can learn more about it. And yeah, look forward to seeing you inside in May. We'll start on May 1st. Okay, so let's talk about some of the key things that I've seen, like when I've done audits for my clients, or even as a podcast host myself, right? That have resulted in slow or sometimes no growth, like stagnant growth. So let's just go right in, because, you know, I don't like to waste time. So the first reason why your podcast isn't growing is you are relying heavily on guest interviews. Some of you might have been, Rosemary. This is a little bit of an unpopular opinion, and it really does depend on the goals of your podcast. Like, I've talked about this before, like, what purpose does your podcast serve as part of your business? Now, if you are leveraging a podcast to grow your network and have conversations with others, then that's fine. But if you are leveraging your podcast to, you know, get more clients and really position yourself as an authority, you really need to get the balance between solo episodes and guest interviews. And I talk more about that. I think it's episode 68 or 86. I'll include it in the show notes. Like, getting really strategic in terms of the guests that you have on your podcast. But the other side of it, and, you know, in the 3 years that I have been in the podcasting space, this has been something that really ticks off podcast hosts, right? They feel as though I've had you on my podcast, and thus you should be sharing the podcast episode far and wide. And the unpopular opinion is, your guests are not responsible for growing your show. A lot of people tend to gravitate towards inviting people with big audiences, thinking that their audience means a huge audience means that they're suddenly going to grow their own audience overnight. And that's simply not the case. The benefit of having guests on your podcast is very much around giving a different perspective, sharing value with your audience. We need to remember as podcasters, our audience, who we're speaking to, who we're creating for, it should always be like topmost in our minds. When it comes to guests, yes, we can definitely, you know, foster new relationships, build those relationships, but we shouldn't put the onus of podcast growth on our guests. And I will admit that there was a period of time, I have since changed it. Like on my guest intake form, I had a section where they agreed to promote the podcast. And luckily, because I'm so strategic with the people that I have on this podcast, I can count on two fingers how many people, how many guests haven't shared their podcast episode. And yeah, I get it. You think that, you know, I'm giving you a platform. The least you can do is help me get the word out about that platform. But you need to remember that podcast guesting is part of your guest's visibility strategy, right? He or she really is thinking about how can I get more eyes on me and bring people into my audience. And the other piece of this conversation is usually, depending on who you learn podcast guesting from, I learned all about podcast guesting from Kelly Moser, and her strategy, her method is focusing on one signature topic. Right? Having one thing that you talk about on everywhere and anything that you speak at or speak on. And so that's to help you become known for that one thing. And this is why she's been successful. She's known as the podcast guesting queen because she has followed this same strategy. And so if your guests are following that same strategy, chances are their audience have already heard what they have to say 1,000 different times, unless you are one of those hosts that are really, really good at interviewing and will craft an interview that's something that, you know, no one else has ever heard because you've done the research and you've really gone in a totally different direction to expand the conversation and that relationship, right? But that is the truth. Most of us go on podcasts talking relatively about the same topic, but might tailor some of the bullet points depending on the podcast, the stage, the community, whatever it might be. Okay. So it's not, I don't think it's fair to assume or expect that your guests will or should share. And this is a conversation I was having with someone over on Threads just recently, just yesterday, actually, where she was thinking about, you know, adding to her guest intake form, if you do not promote the episode within 30 days, your episode will be removed. And I was just like, that seems a little bit harsh. And I won't get into, that's a whole different episode topic. But yeah, if you are relying heavily on guest interviews, your growth is going to be slow. You are going to be frustrated because similar to that person on Threads, she'd found herself in a situation recently where the majority of her guests weren't sharing. And I get it. I have hosted bundles, as you know, and I've had contributors not pull their weight, despite the fact that they agreed to promote the bundle and they signed a contract saying that they will promote the bundle. There's always one, two, three people that don't. And it's really, really frustrating because it's meant to be a collaborative effort. But in my eyes, podcast guesting is slightly different. And now I have removed that clause, so to speak, from my guest intake form. And what I normally do is, you know, when I let them know that the episode is live, I will ask if they can share with their email community. I don't even bother to do graphics and all that kind of stuff because, as you know, I'm not really on socials. And no, I'm trying to spend as little time as possible in Canva. But I would love for them to share the episode with their email community, and that is it. Like, there's no other expectation. If they do, if they don't, I'm not going to lose sleep about it. I'm just really grateful for the conversation that we've had and the value that I've brought to you as my listeners. And that is it. So if this resonates with you, I would really encourage you to really rethink your approach to guest interviews, but then also rethink how they fit into your podcast strategy. Okay, the second reason why your podcast isn't growing is it's not discoverable, right? And you will know, if you've been a long-term listener, this is all about podcast SEO. So I admittedly was a bit late to the podcast SEO game. I just came out in Hives, still do when I hear the term SEO, but podcast SEO has really helped this podcast grow. If you head on back to episode 85, I had a conversation with Danielle Gagnon all about, you know, doing keyword research to help you reach more listeners. And as a result of that conversation, I went away, I did the work, made a small amount of tweaks, and I doubled my download numbers within a couple weeks. So that showed me, there's something here. And that has continued to be the case. In episode 102, I talk about the three key places to use those keywords, because unlike website SEO, right, with podcasting, there's only a few places that you can put your keywords. And so if you're really, really strategic about the keywords that you use, and in case you're not familiar with keywords, these are like not usually just a word, but normally a phrase, 3 to 5 words long, that your ideal listener is likely to put into a search bar in order to find content to help him or her with the problem that they're experiencing, right? So one of my keywords, and you'll see that it's in my podcast name, is podcasting tips. I have elongated that to podcasting tips for women entrepreneurs because that's who I serve. And that was a small tweak that I did last month as part of the challenge. I can't remember what it was before, but I am always testing and tweaking. And since the challenge, if you listen to the last episode, you'll know that I've seen unprecedented growth. Even in March, my numbers have continued to grow. And it's just after months and years of no growth, it's almost like I believe it, but sometimes I don't believe that it's happening quite so. Like, we're not talking about millions, right? We're not talking about millions, but I think by the end of March, 22.74%, I think I definitely would have drastically improved just in March. And I think a lot of that is down to my ideal listener, you, being able to find the podcast on their own. So when I'm asleep and someone is in Australia starting their day, right, and they put in podcasting tips, I should come up. Or maybe they'll put in how to start a podcast. My podcast can come up. And then, you know, they read the podcast description and they determine, ooh, is this podcast for me or not? Hopefully they say yes. And then they scroll through the episode titles. They listen to the ones that really interest them. And that is the beginning of the new podcast listener journey. But if no one is discovering your podcast, then no one's going to listen. So if you haven't been leveraging podcast SEO, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you tune into episodes 85, episode 102, and start making those really small tweaks to your podcast name, podcast description, and episode titles. And these are things that, you know, I'm going to give you prompts for if you are interested in joining the Podcast Growth Challenge in May. Okay, the third reason why your podcast isn't growing is your podcast name just isn't hitting the mark. A common mistake that podcast hosts make is they go down the cute over clever route with their name. But as we just talked about in terms of discoverability, if you go for, I don't know, something really random that no one is searching for and probably doesn't really give anyone any idea about what your podcast is about, they're not going to hit play. And if they don't hit play, your show isn't going to grow because you're not going to get listeners. And so I want you to really look at your name. Does it truly reflect what your podcast is about? If you and I were on a strategy call and I said to you, what are some key phrases that your ideal listener slash ideal client, right? If you're podcasting for business, your ideal listener is the same person, right? As your ideal client. And so what would those keywords be? And if you could write like 3 to 5, and then you looked at your podcast name and you realized that there's a gap there, right? There's no reflection whatsoever. There's no correlation whatsoever. I encourage you to really think about changing it up. I know it's going to be a pain in the butt because you've got to change the cover art, right? If that's not in the budget right now, you can do this at the back end. So instead of changing the entire podcast name, at the end, you can just add 2 keywords. Now, we don't want to keyword stuff. We don't want to do that. But if you look at my podcast right now in your podcast player, you'll see that it says a podcast to amplify show, colon, podcasting tips for women entrepreneurs, comma, I think, how to start a podcast. Now, it's entirely long, but it's doing its job. It's driving traffic to this podcast. And so what about you? If changing your name isn't on the cards right now, because that means you have to update your cover art and that's an added expense, totally get it. But what keywords can you add to the end of your podcast name in the back end of your podcast host that the apps, the players will pick up and send your right fit people to you? Okay. The 4th reason why your podcast isn't growing is you're focusing your marketing efforts on social media platforms. Now, I'm going to try not to get on my social media high horse today because I wanted to keep this episode around the 20-minute mark. But in 2024, things are changing. As you know, Instagram in particular, the algorithm is crap. The reach is crap. When I first, started out in the podcasting space, there was a lot of emphasis on focusing on social media platforms to grow your podcast. But it's very, very, very slow growth, especially now where the algorithms are all over the shop and you can't rely on your people even seeing your content, right? And the next step is them seeing your content, but then also getting them to come off the platform, the same platform that wants them to stay on, getting them to come off the platform to go into their favorite podcast playing app to listen to your podcast, right? It's just not a sustainable or even an effective way to grow your podcast. I sometimes like drop little hints here and there on threads, but I no longer say, in today's episode, I do this and share a whole graphic. I have not done that for months, absolute months, and my podcast is growing month on month on month. Instead, I will encourage you to really focus on SEO, podcast SEO, as we mentioned. If Pinterest is on your list for 2024, if it's not, make it a priority. And your people hang out on Pinterest. Pinterest is definitely something to explore. Again, we want to put our content. We want to put our content in places where people are already searching for it, rather than putting our content on platforms and hope that people see it. That is the difference between social media platforms and search engine platforms like Google and Pinterest. The other thing that I want you to think about is collaborations. Like, how can you collaborate? And this isn't podcast guesting necessarily. No, right? There's other ways for us to collaborate and grow our podcast, some of which, again, I will share with you in the podcast growth challenge. But I want you to really think about how can you collaborate with similar shows that serve a similar audience and support each other in your growth journey. But yeah, I give you full permission. If you need someone to give you the permission to stop focusing your marketing efforts on social media, this is it. Especially if you feel as though you're creating all the captions, you're creating all the reels, you're creating all the things, and you're not really seeing much growth, this is your permission. If you're not there yet, and or maybe it's too early, maybe you're like only 3 months into podcasting, what I highly recommend you do is start tracking, right? So if you are posting to social media, use a UTM link that will allow you to see how many people are clicking over from your social media platform over to your podcast. And, you know, monitor that for a few months and then make a decision. But it's not been in my experience to be a very effective way to grow my podcast audience. And then the fifth and final reason why your podcast isn't growing is your show's purpose, person, and promise aren't clearly defined, aka your podcast strategy is weak or non-existent. And I don't say that in a bad way. I feel as though there's a lot of people who, you know, a lot of business owners who decide to start their podcast and don't necessarily think about the strategy piece, or they do, but they don't dig deep enough into those core foundational pillars that make up their podcast strategy. And so if someone lands on your podcast or comes across your podcast and they are not clear if the podcast is for them, they're not clear what the podcast is about, they're not clear about how the podcast is going to solve their problems, they're not going to hit play. They're going to go and find another podcast in your niche that has that clarity, right? Your podcast needs to have its own identity. It has to have a unique USP that helps it to stand out from the others in your niche. And this is something that I personally can relate to. So when I started my podcast, it was called Too Busy to Podcast. And yes, it probably lent more into the cute and clever, you know, bracket that we just talked about. But at the same time, there is, you know, people could tell, okay, Too Busy to Podcast, it could be about podcasting. But still, it needed more clarity. It was a podcast about podcasting, but there's lots of other podcasts about podcasting. And I do think that one of the elements one of the core elements of the growth that I'm seeing at the moment is because I have niched down even more to, you know, getting off social media. That's a hot topic at the moment. It's something that I'm really, really passionate about talking about and really supporting other women business owners in achieving for themselves, because I'm on that journey and I'm doing it and it's possible. Like, your whole business isn't going to fall to the ground without social media. But I have been looking at my numbers recently, and it's when I really started to lean into, I think it was back in October, November, when I really started to lean into talking about that more, that has differentiated me from other podcasts about podcasting out there. And that's only a little small tweak, but it's my unique perspectives that I'm bringing. It's my own experiences, right? I'm sharing with you the behind the scenes. I've got like an update coming up. I think we're nearly at 6 months without marketing on Instagram. So you've got that update episode coming up soon. But I do think that is one of the key reasons why I'm seeing this growth, because I feel as though there's so many women business owners that messaging is resonating with. And here I am talking about how I've achieved it and how I've achieved it through a podcast. Whereas there's other people out there who are just maybe teaching you how to start the podcast, how to grow the podcast. And that's all good. I teach that as well. But through the lens of a podcast really can be your primary marketing strategy. Okay. So if you started your podcast and you didn't create a strategy, and you're feeling like, ooh, maybe I need to work around some of these foundational pieces, I would really, really, really encourage you to do that. Okay, so to quickly recap, the five reasons why your podcast isn't growing: you're relying too much on guests, your podcast isn't easily discoverable, no one's finding it, your podcast name isn't resonating with your people, you're focusing too much on marketing on social media. And finally, you have no podcast strategy. If two or more of those 5 points resonate with you and you want to turn things around in 2024, I want to invite you to book a podcast audit and growth session with me. Using my 5-point framework, I will do a deep dive into your podcast in lots of different areas. Like I don't just look at, oh yeah, you've got 5 downloads next month. Like I go deep. The turnaround time is about 7 to 10 days. We'll go deep and I will highlight areas where you're doing well. That's important. It's not all about doom and gloom. So I'll highlight areas where you're doing well, areas that can be improved or need a small tweak, but you'll walk away with a full PDF report with those recommended actions, plus a 3 to 6 month growth plan. So if you tell me that you are focusing on your podcast, you're focusing on email, and you're focusing on Pinterest for the next quarter or two, I will create a growth plan for your podcast on those platforms. So it's very personalized. It's very, very bespoke. To learn more and to book your session, head to the link in the show notes. I'm really, really excited to help you grow your podcast in 2024. So that's it for today. In the next episode, I'm chatting with Jessica Osborne all about building authority online. This is a juicy episode that you're not going to want to miss. So I'll see you then. Bye.